Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. Michelle Southern and Southern Rock in here on a Monday. I am joined by Chantrell Brown, who is the volunteer manager for Breck. And, you know, Breck has always been at the forefront of giving back to the community. We've been telling you about this here at Eagle for years. And, you know, they give our community ways to help fulfill that mission. And obviously, Chantrell, first of all, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So there are new sets of challenges right now out there that we're all working through, of course. But what are some of the opportunities that Breck has right now when it comes to volunteering?
So right now we have two different things going on. Obviously, due to the pandemic, we've had to cancel the majority of all of our events and programs. So next week, we're going to have our first event, which is a drive-in movie, and it's called Wheels and Rails. It's August 29th at Airline Highway State Park. So we are looking for about 30 volunteers to assist with that. And we also have a ongoing long-term opportunity called our Park Scorecard Project, where volunteers can go out to different parks on their own time and essentially give our parks a grade. We are utilizing our parks a lot now because of the pandemic. People are getting out more, utilizing the parks. So we want to do our best to make sure that we are keeping them up as best as possible. So the Park Scorecard Project really allows people to go out and also while visiting parks, give us a grade on the upkeep of our parks. So those are the two opportunities that we have.
So let's talk about Wheels and Reels. This is great. You see these different places that are trying to get up startup drive-through movies right now. So what exactly is Wheels and Reels?
So Wheels and Reels, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and we're going to show five different box office movies. And we'll have refreshments, raffles, entertainment. And it's just a really a good day for the family to come out and do something safe, but still fun in the pandemic.
And that's August 29th, you said, at the State Fairgrounds on Airline, correct?
Yes, ma'am. August 29th.
Great.
10 a.m. to 10 p.m. There are shifts available, so we don't expect one person to obviously work the whole day. But they can find out more information on volunteer.breck.org.
All right, so that's Wheels and Reels, which is next Saturday, so we really need volunteers for that. We also have the link for you on our Eagle website, eagle981.com, and right there in the top right-hand corner, you'll see Volunteer with Breck. And then the Park Scorecard Project is great because, as you mentioned, more and more people, what the heck am I going to do with my kids this weekend? So more people are going to the parks, and Park Scorecard lets folks choose the park that they want, and then they just rate how it looks and how things are going?
Yes, ma'am. It's an opportunity for people to, one, go out and visit new parks, but you can also visit and volunteer at the same time.
Great. So that's the Park Scorecard. You choose your park, grab your phone, take the survey. All of the information is at breck.org/volunteer and at eagle981.com. And then finally, Chantrell Brown, volunteer manager for Breck. You know, tell us about some of the, just, you know, the, there is a benefit for registered volunteers who donate their time to Breck for these activities, correct?
Yes. So if you are registered volunteer with Breck and you complete 30 or more hours in a calendar year, you are eligible for a $500 state income tax deduction. So as long as you complete those 30 hours within one calendar year, you are eligible for that state income tax deduction.
Yeah, that is a fantastic incentive, and they have opportunities too. You can get together and do stuff like this as a school, church, office, and I know lots of people take advantage of it. So, Chantrell, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I just want everybody to remember to follow us on Facebook at Volunteer Breck, and you can find out more information about our opportunities at volunteer.breck.org.
Great, Chantrell, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.